Good morning, everybody. It's Risa and Alexis this morning, and it's Thursday, our reappearance day. Shambhala day, Jupiter's day, Thursday. We have a lot of transits today with the moon. Moon is in Taurus, stable moon. It's a good, stable, practical moon. We have Mercury Ray 4 in conjunct Saturn Ray 3. And Virgo and Aquarius in Virgo and Aquarius. Virgo Rays 2 and 6. Aquarius 5 and 7. And at the heart is 2. So we bring them together with Ray 2. The moon is square as Saturn. Actually, the moon is conjunct Uranus, just happened. And then square Saturn, trine Mercury, sextile Neptune, square Sun, and trine Pluto. Lots of movement today. We'll see how that works out. The moon enters Gemini early tomorrow morning. Next Monday, the sun enters Virgo. Well, everyone, let us stand together this morning. Call in our group members, our families, our friends, our loved ones. Let us stand with all those who came before us with gratitude and prepare the way for those who come after us. Let us remember that each morning we dedicate ourselves to the will to good and the will to love. And let us open up the healing dimension, placing Matthew and everyone in the healing dimension, everyone in need. Open up the bardos. We invite everyone to join us in this meditation. We stand with the Christ in the hierarchy, and we become a circle of planetary healers, and we dedicate our meditation to healing, because we know, O Lords of life and love, about the needs. Touch our hearts anew with love, so we too may love and give and do our work and our part in the world. I want to say that when decisions are to be made, one either can come from a Saturn level, restriction and limitation, or one can come from a level of love. And remember, when we stand within the will to good and the will to love, we make right choices. It takes a certain level of a Buddhic rain cloud of knowable things to be able to do that. Remember also, as we do our work together, that we stand with the great ones and we look down upon our world, our country, our people. We see the Kali Yuga, but we also see the essential unity. And we identify with that essential unity. And then as we do that, others can be uplifted and join us. So let us stand with the Lord of the world under the light of Shambhala, say our soul invocation. We invite humanity to say these words with us, and we identify with these words. We use our creative imagination, and we say, I am the soul. I am light divine. I am love. I am will. I am fixed and perfect in my design. I am the soul. In our creative imagination, we stand at the center of a six-pointed star. Let us surround Matthew in his room, 2017. All of Dominican Hospital and all the people and the staff and the doctors, they're in that hospital. Then we surround Santa Cruz itself, then California. California has been taken over by the dark forces, but we stand within the light. We surround our country, our people, our republic, our government, also taken over by the dark forces, and we stand there within the light. And then we surround our entire country and our earth and all the kingdoms. And with our creative imagination, we lift up the personality of all the beings to the light of the soul. And then we stand with them and we call humanity. And we look up and see another triangle, the will of God and the will to good and the will to love, the monadic triangle, a fiery triangle with tongues of fire. Let us once again surround Matthew in his room and all of Dominican Hospital, all of Santa Cruz, our entire country, our government, our people, and our earth with this triangle with tongues of fire. We see the tongues of fire touching the hearts and minds of humanity, and when they do, they create the burning ground. When the tongues of fire touch the hearts and minds of humanity, humanity enters into a new state and is transformed. And the will to good and the will to love awakens goodwill within humanity. And goodwill then becomes right human relations. And then it becomes the peace, the beauty, the harmony, the cooperation, the love, the understanding, and the compassion that all of humanity needs. When we stand within these virtues, we make right choices. We place the six-pointed star and monadic triangle into the hearts and minds of humanity everywhere. And this allows the spirit to come forth and lift up humanity's personality to the soul, little will to the greater will. And we stand with them within this greater will. I'm going to read Shambhala here now, within this greater will. Chapter 38, Attunement to Divine Will. Disciples, recollect Shambhala. Bow down to the Lord Sanat Kumara. Tread the path of Lord Maitreya, the world teacher. To awaken humanity towards the fact and the truth of Shambhala is a service in the divine plan. It is prophesied that the Aryan race, Aryan, Sanskrit for the thinkers, the Aryan race either succumbs to or transcends the fire. Aryan race either succumbs to or transcends the fire. The Atlantean race succumbed to waters, and the Aryan race is to succumb to fire if it does not transcend. Sanat Kumara, the Lord of Shambhala, intends to intensify the will of the divine within humanity so that humanity can transcend instead of succumbing. Among the seven rays of the sun, the first ray is called Shishumna, the ray of will. Within humans, there is a vertical nerve in the spinal column which enables the flow of the energy of will. When the divine will prevails over the will of man, man is lifted up. The sun ray is the means for such lift up. Sanat Kumara is the teacher who stimulates the will of God in those who orient by submitting their personal will to divine will, lifting up our personal will to the divine will. The Gayatri Mantra has been the foremost means for such attunement. Of the individual will with the divine will. Father, thy will be done, not mine. That's the Our Father, that Atlantean prayer. Father, thy will be done, not mine, is the popular thought of the West. It is necessary that aspirants orient to the will of God through their morning prayers, either at Ajna or at heart, or at a higher heart center. That's when we awaken and say, I stand within the will to good and the will to love. Aries, Leo, and Capricorn are the related sun signs to the three centers, the ram of Aries, the lion of Leo, and the unicorn of Capricorn are symbols of the will of God, indicated by astrology. It is time that man develops the will to do good. The will to do good, aligning with the will of God. at the Ajna, the heart, the higher heart center. By this, one connects to Shambhala. Shambhala, in turn, is in eternal connection with the Great Bear, the Pleiades, and Sirius. The great will of God aligns with the will of man when man orients to Shambhala on earth. Therefore, there is the need to relate all these things. Recollect Shambhala and bow down to the Lord Sanat Kumara and tread the path of Lord Maitreya, the world teacher. Very clear message here. It would be interesting if we in the morning, when we wake up, we align with Shambhala, align with Sanat Kumara, align with Sirius, the seven rays, the Pleiades, that triangle. Align with the Lord Maitreya, and align with the divine will, the will to good and the will to love. When we reach out and make contact with them, they reach out and make contact with us. And so we stand within the light of Leo, which is the light of the soul itself, a reflected point of light, a light that's logoic and a light that's divine. The diffused light in Cancer, it waited for the light of the soul, and now that light in Cancer focuses and becomes a point within a circle. We stand within the life in the monadic level of the sun veiling Uranus, the heart of the sun on the soul level veiling Neptune, and the physical body of the sun, the rays of the sun on the personality level veiling Jupiter. These are fires, cosmic fire, Aries, solar fire, Leo, and planetary fire, Sagittarius. So let us stand to within these three fires, these three levels of the sun each day. Then we become a source of light. We rule by intelligent love. We have the intelligent right use of the will. We're focused and purposeful. We hear the voice and the call of divinity. And then we look around and everything is consecrated. And we say these words, I am that and that am I. I am that and that am I. A joyful phrase, because now we know the soul and the personality have reached a relationship of fusion and integration. And now, in our lives, we are prepared to be a conscious extension of divine will. Let us now stand together in the healing dimension, our circle of planetary healers, and let us say our healing prayers today, our healing prayers. Let us see every word and sound touch the etheric of everyone in the healing dimension. Let us stand around those in need, especially Matthew. We ask that Matthew be able to see, that he be able to speak clearly, that his heart stabilize, that his arms move, that the pain lessens, that his legs move, that he stands up, he walks. Let him be fully recovered. And everyone in the healing dimension. And protection also for Mercy and Athena as they travel today. And from our hearts, we say, with the purity of motive, inspired by a loving heart, we offer ourselves for this work of healing. This offer we make as a group to the ones in need of healing. May the love of the Christ and the one soul focused in our group, may it radiate upon you, my brothers, my sisters, especially upon Matthew. Healing, soothing, calming, strengthening, dissipating all that hinders your joy, your movement, your freedom, your love, your service, and your good health. And we call forth the great ones, Master CVV, Master Jupiter, the Tibetan, all the healers, all the angels, all the devas, Namaskarams, Master CBB, Master Jupiter, all the angels and devas, please let Matthew and everyone in need receive the influx of thy prana into their systems, so they may transcend any illness, any limitation, any disease, any decay, any fear, and death. So they may realize the highest truth. So they may realize the pure love and bliss of existence. So they may serve humanity with their talents and gifts according to thy plan. And we align with the soul, and they align with the soul, and the soul pours down the light of wisdom and the comfort and the healing needed. And we circle now. We are a circle of planetary healers. We call forth the chief divine life to descend and penetrate upon those in need. We call forth the Mary life to preside over all the functions of those in need. And we demand and call forth a healing to happen at all levels, mineral, plant, animal, and human, to be healed and harmonized. And we call the angels to cooperate, to help with us to fulfill the plan of healers upon the earth. And we call forth the three devas of light and love and power, the devas of healing, to restore to everyone in need, everyone into a great state of recovery and healing. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. And we are rebuilding the etheric body. When we do this work together, we envision that the etheric body around Matthew and everyone in need, that etheric body is being rebuilt into a perfect template. Because the physical body draws its health from the perfected etheric template. And so our work each day is the rebuilding of the etheric body. And we call Mary and the healing angels to help us rebuild the perfect etheric template around those in need, so that Matthew and those in crisis and ill health can have health and balance, can have a well-functioning physical, emotional, intelligent bodies. And we allow this healing to happen as we say our ohms. The ohms, the sound of the ohms as healing, will enter the etheric and stream through all the systems: lymph, digestive, endocrine, kidneys, heart, nervous system, blood. And these ohms, with their healing, give strength and protection to those in need. We know that this new life comes forth from a new light. We form a new life out of the light. And God said to Matthew, Matthew, I have made a new life for you. I have left your old life in the mountains. Come forth, Matthew, and live the new life I have given you. And I want to thank with gratitude all those who have tended and cared for Matthew, continue to tend and care for Matthew. And I also ask the hierarchy to find a place for Matthew to live, a beautiful place, a place with trees, a garden, a well-lighted, clean, well-lighted place, so that those who help Matthew can come and stay with Matthew, help him heal and recover. And so now, let us say our great invocation. But before we do that, why do we do this work? Why are we doing this healing each day? Why are we doing these meditations? Because we are one with our group brothers and sisters, and all that we have is theirs. May the love which is in our soul pour forth to those in need. May the love which is in our soul pour forth to them. And may the strength which is in us lift and aid them. And may the thoughts which our soul creates reach and encourage them. I find that to be actually the most beautiful prayer when we offer ourselves in terms of healing. After we say the great invocation, I'm going to say the Gayatri. Let us stand at the five-pointed stars points, the Venus star, Darjeeling, New York City, London, Geneva, Tokyo, and Darjeeling. Someday we'll visit all of these places, someday. At each one of these places we find a hill or a mountain or a pinnacle, and upon each of these is a lighthouse. The light, the nurturing and nourishing light of Cancer, that light touching all of humanity, bringing comfort to them. And above is the light of the soul, the fire, the Agni fire. Everyone feels this fire and this nurturing light. And we say together from the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. And in Matthew's brain, at the very center, is the jewel in the lotus, Om Mani Padme Hum. The jewel in the lotus, it's a lotus bud. We see it unfold, and it is gold. It is a golden healing light, and it unfolds. And then it spreads its light all through Matthew's brain. The brain controls the body on all levels. And this golden light heals Matthew's brain on every level, every cellular level, every level. And it pours down into his eyes, and it opens his eyes so he may see. Down to his throat and heals his throat so he may speak. Down through his chest and into his heart so his heart stabilizes. Down through his tummy, his digestion, his genitals, down through his legs, down through his arms. Let us see, he lifts up those arms in freedom. He opens and closes his hands. No more pain. No more paralysis. He opens his arms. He opens his hands on the right side. He lifts his right arm. No more limitation. And then down through his legs and to his feet. We visualize that Matthew lifts himself up and sits to the side of the bed. Then he lifts himself up and he stands all by himself. And he walks out of his room, through the nurse's area, and down the steps to the first floor. And then he walks out. He walks out of that hospital free. He has no more limitation. And all 1,110 friends are out there waiting for him. And they cheer with joy at Matthew's recovery. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. And so let it be. And help us to know and to do our part in the world. And so I heard someone's thoughts. It's the reappearance day. Thank you for that thought. I forgot. And so we'll say our reappearance. We'll say our reappearance meditation now. I'm having a difficulty with my computer right now. I feel like the computer and the phone and everything, something is happening. There's new rules that I don't understand, and so I can't seem to bring anything up on my computer. to be able to say the reappearance prayers. So I don't understand any of these rules now. So our reappearance day on this Thursday. On these Thursdays, we create a new rhythm for humanity. The work that we do has an effect upon humanity, and it lifts humanity to the light. And then humanity stands with us with the spirit of resurrection. And then regeneration and resurrection occur for humanity. And we know these are Scorpio themes. As we participate with harmony, as we study each day, as we do our healing meditation, we create goodwill within humanity. And we create an active expression of soul life within our group. And this manifests within each of us. And then it transforms itself out into the world. People see it. We are able to affect a change. We stand in the light in this darkness of the Kali Yuga. And sometimes our work disrupts other people's belief systems. And we hope they disrupt other people's belief systems and challenge them. And so our work and our purpose is to create light into the world. And so we bring living abundance to others and to the world around us. And so let us say these words together as we stand with the Christ, as we stand within the hierarchy, and we face the Christ with love and say together, forgetting the things which lie behind, we strive towards our highest spiritual possibilities. We dedicate ourselves anew to the service of the coming one. We will do all we can to prepare men's minds and hearts for that event. We have no other life intention. We dedicate ourselves anew to the service of the coming one. May the power of the one life pour through the group of all true servers. May the love of the one soul characterize the lives of all who seek to aid the great ones. May we fulfill our part in the one work through self-forgetfulness, harmlessness, and right speech. And with Leo, we stand with our hearts wide open. And as we do this work together, each day the 12 petals of our heart, the 12 petals unfold. We stand with the Christ in the ashram, with all the great ones. We know that we live within the lotus of time. And we also know whenever there is a withering of the law, an uprising of lawlessness on all sides, the Great One manifests himself and he comes to birth age after age for the salvation of the righteous, the destruction of such as do evil, for the firm establishing of the rule of law, and he comes with a fiery sword. And he said then, long ago, and he says now, I come that they may have life. And when the time is right, when the faith is keen enough, always he comes. The heart of the Arhat is like the heart of the cosmos. The heart of the Arhat is like the fire of the sun. Eternity and the motion of the cosmos fill the heart of the Arhat. And Maitreya is coming radiant with these fires. His heart is aflame with compassion for suffering humanity. And now I'm going to say the Gayatri. Mercy, when Mercy does the meditation, she often says the Gayatri. The Gayatri is a universal prayer. It's enshrined in the Vedas. The Vedas are divine knowledge, and it addresses all that exists. The Gayatri is the mother and the sustaining force that animates all of life. The Gayatri mantra, which is a Vedic prayer, illuminates our intelligence. It's a sacred mantra, and it demonstrates the unity that underlies all of creation. It has three parts, one of praise, one of meditation, and one of prayer. And it's an appeal made to the divine to awaken and strengthen the intellect, the discriminating faculty within humanity and within the one who recites it. It's descriptive, meditational, and prayerful. And it also calls for purity in thought, word, and deed. And when we recite the Gayatri, intelligence and intuition, they develop, they're cultivated. It protects the five life forces within our bodies. It protects the five life forces within our bodies. It's a trinity of the senses, the mind, and the speech. It's a unity of body, mind, soul, and spirit. And Gayatri means that which saves, that which saves. It is the torch of spiritual wisdom. And the vibration, the symbols, and the sounds of the Gayatri protect us from harm. The atmosphere around us is visibly illumined. The divine descends and illumines our intellect and lights our path and provides peace in our lives. It improves our speech and reduces the effects of wrong acts. It relieves distress, relieves us of illness, bestows upon us all that is beneficial. Subtle powers emerge, that of goodness. They're like sunrises after the night. The Gayatri mantra dispels the darkness of ignorance. It promotes knowledge, wisdom, and discrimination. It offers us goodwill, joy, bliss, health, discipline, and the knowledge of God. Let the light of the divine dispel the darkness of ignorance, says the Gayatri. And we contemplate the glory of this light. It illuminates the three worlds, the material world, the subtle world, and the causal world. And we pray for the divine light to illuminate our minds and the minds of humanity. And the Gayatri says, I am that vivifying power, light, and radiant illumination. I am the divine grace of universal intelligence. And the words of Gayatri, may the Almighty God illuminate our minds and lead us along the pathway of truth. And the words, O thou who givest sustenance to the universe, from whom all things proceed, to whom all things return, unveil to us the face of the true spiritual sun, hidden by a disk of golden light, that we may know the truth, do our whole duty, as we journey to thy sacred feet. O God, thou art the giver of life, the remover of pain and sorrow, the bestower of happiness, the creator of the universe. May we receive thy supreme darkness destroying light. May you guide our intellect in the right direction. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Let us offer this Gayatri to humanity as we also invite them to say the Kali Yuga prayer with us. And we lift up our lamps in the darkness. And so the way is not so dark for humanity. And we invite humanity to say the Kali Yuga prayer with us. Lead us, O Lord, from darkness to light, from the unreal to the real, from death to immortality, and from chaos to beauty. Lead us, O Lord, from darkness to light, from the unreal to the real, from death to immortality, and from chaos to beauty. And know that each day as we do this work together, we do lift up the kingdoms to the kings of beauty. And the hierarchy looks on. They observe what we are doing. And later they will give us greater and greater tasks. And as we do this work each day, we are also in a state of preparation. Well, let us be still for a moment, everyone. So much in this meditation this morning. So let us be still so that it can rest within us. So any impressions can rest into our minds, flow into our minds. And we remember that the ohms we will do will flow into those in need, bringing them healing and comfort. And now let us say our three ohms together, everyone, to integrate and synthesize this meditation. And then we offer it to humanity and all those in need. And we invite humanity to say these three ohms with us. We invite all the kingdoms. We invite the Gandharvas, the music of the spheres, all the great ones, the teachers, Maitreya, everyone in the hierarchy, everyone in Shambhala, and then we unite heaven and earth with our intentions and our sounds. And these alms flow into the etheric of all those in need, into the etheric of Matthew, and rebuilds the etheric to a perfect template of health and of light. And now, everyone, let us begin to precipitate down into our three-dimensional world. Precipitating down into our three-dimensional world. Let this meditation today guide and guard us. Let this meditation be a protective shield around us, and let it give us the directions for the day. Let us stay close to the Christ today, too, on this reappearance day. Let us also stand in the sun and remember the Gayatri. And now let us see what our tasks might be today as we precipitate down, coming down from the soul and the monad into the physical world. Let us see what our tasks might be today and complete them with ease, with beauty, with harmony, with grace. Let us remember to always offer gratitude and forgiveness to everything, every moment. Gratitude. And at the end of the day, we review the day and we see that the day was good.